No, I'm making noises with a microphone.
We're having an earthquake. No.
Yeah. No. I hope not, anyway. It's hard to get this jello-like mud to shake that hard, anyway. It'd be like a jello earthquake.
Well, we have a full house today.
We do.
Yeah. And we are going to talk to Ms. Heather Kretzer from the health department.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks
for having me on.
Of course. What do we got going on?
So we're going to be doing what's called a CASPER survey, which is a community health assessment for public health emergency response. And we're going to be going out next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday between the hours of 2 and 7. The places we're going to have been randomly selected within different census tracts. We have 7 households that have been randomly selected within those. So we're going to be going to 140 houses total. Obviously, participation is voluntary, and all the answers and everything are completely confidential. We don't get their name, we don't get their address or anything associated. We're just trying to look for a broad picture of what the health needs are here in our community post Hurricane Michael and see what we can do about helping to move those things forward for people.
Gotcha. So what exactly is the interview going to be like, or what's the event like?
Sure. There's about 35 questions, so it'll take about 20 minutes or so. We're going to be asking things about, you know, people's chronic diseases and things such as diabetes or heart disease that may have been worse, you know, since the storm, or have they been able to manage that since the storm? Mm-hmm. What has their access to health care been like since the storm? Their access to medications, how, you know, are they doing with depression? Do they have any issues with that? Also looking at, you know, things to deal with mold. Have they been living in a home with mold? Have they been having respiratory issues and things like that because of that? So we're looking at a broad range of different questions in order to help us figure out what the major health needs are. So, like I said, so that we can take that information, and our state office is going to be looking at it as well as our partners, and we're going to work together to try to find solutions to be able to meet the needs of Bay County.
Gotcha.
That sounds very important.
It is.
Yeah, it sounds very useful information.
Yes, we definitely want people to, you know, answer the door. I know some people may be concerned about who they're answering the door to. Everybody's going to have a Department of Health badge on. The majority of the people that are going to be going around work for either for a Department of Health in Bay County or Department of Health on the state level or associated with some of our partners. So they're not, you know, just random people off the street or anything like that. These people, you know, have been vetted, and they're also going through training for this particular assessment so that they, you know,
so don't sick the dog
are well prepared.
Is that what you're
saying?
Please
don't.
Please don't sick the dog on them. Okay. All right. Got it.
If you don't want us to come and you don't want to talk to us, we're completely fine with that. But we really, really want people's input because we want to know what your needs are so that we can help address those.
And how broad is the range where you'll be visiting?
They have it was done by our state epidemiologist. You know, basically they took and looked at the different census tracts and did it very at random so that the data would be good data that would be representative of the county. So it's kind of all over the county, but, you know, more concentrated in the most affected areas from the storm.
Gotcha. One more time, when is that happening?
It's happening next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 2 to 7 p.m. because we want to try to get people who, you know, after they're off work, or some people might be staying at home, we'll leave a card if we miss them and try to, you know, get with them at least 3 times. Mm-hmm. And again, if they don't want to participate, they don't have to, but they can contact us if they get one of those cards and say, hey, you missed me, you can come back at this time. So we can try to get, you know, get those people that have been randomly selected and get that information. So we have a good representative of the population.
Sounds like a good idea.
Good program.
Mm-hmm.
Good program.
Yeah.